A North Korean cargo ship bound for Yemen with a load of Scud missiles is on its way again after being held for 2 days by U.S. and Spanish naval forces. The Spanish Navy, acting on a U.S. intelligence tip, boarded the ship by force on Monday and found the Scuds and missile fuel hidden under sacks of cement. The seizure of the ship underscored U.S. determination to monitor weapons transfers in the Middle East. And the ship's release, as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, shows that the United States is eager to maintain good relations with its allies in the region.
This dramatic story began when U.S. intelligence agencies realized there was a North Korean ship en route to Yemen with a suspicious cargo. As it passed through the Arabian Sea, the ship was not flying a flag, and its name had been painted over, apparently to conceal its origin. Under international law, this meant another country was free to stop the ship and search it. The Spanish sailors who seized the ship by force found the Scud missiles and fuel in sealed containers. But then the Yemeni government announced it had bought and paid for the missiles. Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of State Colin Powell both spoke to Yemeni officials. And by this afternoon, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was announcing the ship had been freed, Scuds and all, and was back on its way.
There is no provision under international law prohibiting Yemen from accepting delivery of missiles from North Korea. While there is authority to stop and search, in this instance, there is no clear authority to seize the shipment of Scud missiles from North Korea to Yemen, and therefore the merchant vessel is being released.
This story is revealing in many ways. It first shows how much demand there is for weaponry in a troubled region, no matter where it might come from. Many countries in the Middle East, including Egypt and Syria, as well as Yemen, have bought Scud missiles in the past. Joseph Cirincione directs the Non-Proliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
For many of the countries, they buy the kinds of weapons that they think their neighbors have. There's a little arms competition, of course, in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. Yemen's a very poor country. They don't have a particularly well-equipped army. The reason they're buying these from North Korea probably is because they're cheap.
And North Korea, desperate for cash, is willing to sell just about anything it can to anyone willing to buy. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, on a visit to Beijing today, said the United States has long been concerned about the way North Korea is helping dangerous weapons get distributed around the world.
Obviously, this was suspected by American authorities for some time, and I think it is what it is. North Korea is one of the major proliferators, and it appears that she was busy proliferating again.
The Bush administration takes proliferation issues very seriously, but it also wants to guard those alliances that are useful in the war on terrorism. When the administration learned Yemen was buying North Korean missiles earlier this year, the United States imposed sanctions on the North Korean company that was selling the missiles, but not on Yemen for buying them. At the time, administration officials cited Yemen's contributions to the war on terrorism, plus commitments Yemen had made not to buy more missiles. Then came this incident, when the Washington Times reported early last week that a North Korean ship was carrying Scud missiles to Yemen. Yemeni officials vigorously denied that their government had ordered the missiles. Now they've had to admit it. U.S. officials privately acknowledge they were deceived. Still, there are no apparent repercussions for Yemen. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer suggested today there had been some confusion about exactly when Yemen was going to stop buying North Korean Scuds.
I think that there are indications that things that took place in Yemen previously were not always going to be practiced into the future, and it's a question of exactly how to define the start and date of that future.
Fleischer said the Yemenis have also promised they won't transfer the Scud missiles to anyone else. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.